future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
This world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit of now working in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. Say it with me, I'm quickened together. With Christ. By grace are you saved. Since I'm quickened together with Christ, verse 6 says, and has raised us up together. Yes. Has raised us up together. Amen. Our feet are still on the earth. Yes. But your spirit man is in another place. This is what you got to get to know. This is what you have to understand. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Our spirit man is raised up with him. And we are seated with him in a heavenly realm. Far above. I said far above. Principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realm, above dominions, above every other name that can be named. We are seated with Christ in that heavenly realm, out of the reach. Tell somebody, I'm out of reach. Tell somebody else, can't touch this. You better make up in your mind and stop doing all that wavering, all that uncertainty, because that's the way the enemy enters. Stop being fearful of stuff. You haven't received the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Tell somebody right now, make up your mind. Stop wavering. Stop doubting. Stop fearing. Fear is of the devil. Fear, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. Amen. That's the door. That's the crack he comes through. We're told to give him no place. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear has torment. That's why you're troubled all the time. Amen. That's why you're a hater, because you fear. Devil trying to do a number on you, but the devil is a liar. God didn't give you fear. God don't talk to you and make you afraid. Don't get this thing twisted.
You never know what God will do.
We know exactly what God will do. We know exactly what he'll do. What his word says he'll do. And if he be for you, who can be against you? If he be for you, what weapon formed against you can prosper? Not one. Tell somebody right now, don't get it twisted. Children of God thinking that God is against them. No. That's the enemy trying to make you think that. Because you messed up. Well, if you mess up, make up. If you mess up, repent. As simple as that. Go before God with a pure heart. Get it right. It doesn't take 40 days of fasting. If you confess with your mouth, amen, you confess your sin, he is faithful and just right there to forgive you of all unrighteousness and to cleanse you and to restore you. God ain't like man. Make you jump through a bunch of hoops. God, the moment you truly repent, God says, come on, come on. The prodigal son, the moment he said, I'm turning back to my father, his father was looking for him. Tell somebody, God ain't like man. You got to know him for yourself. Don't see him through the jaundiced eyes of somebody else. Child, you better do this. You better know. Luke's here. They all messed up and now they're trying to mess you up. I'm going to run through these things really quick. The first thing that the favor is going to manifest in lives of God's remnant is affirmation. Many have gone unnoticed. When I say that, people haven't honored or recognized you or the gift you carry or who you really are in Christ. Yes, but God's going to bring about affirmation. As a matter of fact, many have been disrespected, but you've held, you've stayed the course. You've not returned evil for evil. You've been faithful. You went when it hurt. You went when you were disgusted, when your spirit was vexed, but you still went. God set you free time and time again. But I'm here to tell you, the first manifestation of favor for many is going to be affirmation. Folk going to start seeing you for who you really are. Amen. Not for who, amen, somebody told them you are, but for who you really are. Affirmation. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. And I got to race through this. Y'all praised up all my time. Well, it ain't really my time. It's his time. So, well, what you going to say? Can't argue with him. That's right. Verse 13 of Matthew chapter 3. Somebody say affirmation.
Affirmation.
Let me tell, say to some of you, stop trying to convince other people. Amen. Stop trying to prove Amen. Yourself. Amen. If you will, I release this to you. God's about to affirm you. I see right now as I'm talking, I see people going in the circles you would never be in. You were afraid, you were too shy, you didn't feel like you had the wherewithal, the reputation, or nothing. God gonna put you in them circles. And guess what? They're gonna have the utmost respect for you because they're gonna see the Spirit of God on you. They're gonna see that you carry something they don't carry. Amen. God's gonna do it. See, God says it's my set time to favor you. Not necessarily, man, I'm going to favor you. The Egyptians are going to give you everything you need. Somebody better catch this word. Somebody better catch this word. They're going to be glad to give you everything you need. And then some. Affirmation. Verse 13, then cometh Jesus in Matthew 3 from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Some of y'all better position yourself to hear some things that God's about to say to you. To people that you're not even going to be in their presence, but God's going to start talking to them about you. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. God, in front of all them folk, affirmed him. Jesus didn't have to say a word. God affirmed. Tell somebody God's about to affirm you. Listen, I see some of y'all do right when ain't nobody else around. You do right in the dark. You do right when people don't do right by you. You struggle through some things. You're not perfect, but you do right. You serve God. You love God with your heart. I'm talking to you today. God's getting ready to affirm you. I said God's getting ready to put a stamp, a seal of approval on you. When God does that, guess what? Change is coming. When God says I'm going to favor you, some change is going to come. Some folk going to back up off of you that have been breathing down your neck. Some folk that have been doing you wrong going to back up off of you and start thinking about it twice. Some people that have been withholding things from you, they're going to have to get up and let it go. Hear what I'm saying? Favor is coming to the body of Christ. While others are not prospering, you're going to start prospering. God's going to give you the inside track. Inside information. Wisdom that other people don't have. All those that hated you and spoke evil about you are going to be ashamed. I said going to be ashamed and confounded. Tell somebody a voice is coming from heaven. You're not going to have to say it. You're not going to have to defend yourself. You're not going to have to blare and market yourself. God says, I'm going to affirm you. Can I give you one more? Can I give everybody one more? All right. God's about to destroy some shame. Oh, hallelujah. Some people have been carrying shame all their life. You love God. You take good care of yourself. But inside, in some deep recesses, maybe something happened a long time ago that you're ashamed of. It wasn't your fault. God's getting ready to destroy that shame. Tell somebody something's about to be destroyed. You know, one time I grappled with a spirit, an evil spirit, early on in ministry. I didn't know really how to fight it. An evil spirit. And I remember this one day when the deliverance came. And it wasn't because I was on a 40-day fast. God just knew my heart. And he knew destiny. When my deliverance came, I saw a quick vision. I saw a huge hand. It was an angel's hand. And I saw the arm. And it had this wicked, it looked like, for no better term, it was a witch. He had taken her by the hair and was dragging her. And that thing that was plaguing my life and blocking me and troubling me, when I saw that, boom, it was over. Something was destroyed. I can remember the day. I can remember what it looked like. I can remember almost what I had on when God showed me that vision. Boom. The moment he showed it to me, boom. Everything shifted. Something changed. I knew there was a monkey that was off my back. My mind was clear now. Amen. I was on another pathway. But my deliverance had come. Tell somebody my time of favor is here right now. God's getting ready to destroy some shame.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.